A refugee camp in Arsal, a small Lebanese town lying just across the mountains from Syria. Most of these people arrived in recent days from Qusair. They were driven from their homes by recent heavy fighting, as seen in this amateur video, between Syrian rebels and government troops reinforced by Lebanese Hezbollah fighters. Qusair lies on a strategic highway linking Damascus to the Mediterranean Sea. Mohammed Ali Diab says he left after his son was wounded by a stray bullet.
Why did we leave? For 2 years we've been resisting this corrupt regime that destroys our houses, the trees, even the children. In the end, it joined with Hezbollah to drive us out.
66-year-old Hassan al-Hassan says many people left quickly and with few possessions. They need blankets, food, and more housing.
There are two or three families in one tent, one on top of the other. There are no bathrooms, no running water. Soon there will be an outbreak of disease.
Arsal's mayor, Ali Mohammed al-Hujairi, says 24,000 refugees have come to his town of 40,000 inhabitants. The town gets humanitarian aid only occasionally from foreign or private Lebanese donors.
When we have aid, we distribute it. When we don't have aid, we don't. The Lebanese government is not helping at all. Nothing. Not even one small thing.
He says tensions sometimes arise because of the congested conditions, but overall, the local residents understand the plight of the refugees.
The majority of the townspeople are sympathetic. They know they have nothing. They've left everything behind.
75-year-old Adnan al-Sayed arrived the day before. A widow, she says she came with nothing but the clothes on her back.
We had to leave, but I have nowhere to go. I'm an old woman. What can I do?
Most of these people are traumatized by what they have seen. They say as long as the war rages on the other side of the mountains, they will not return. Scott Bob, VOA News, Arsal, northeastern Lebanon. Thank you.